Thank you, Sam. More news, including a couple of fundraising events for Sports Relief and a local theatre wins a comedy accolade from the public. But we begin with news of a valuable Roman find near Norwich.
A Norwich couple have unearthed a valuable Roman coin hoard on a farm near Norwich. But the detectorists are being forced to wait to see if any more treasure lies buried at the top secret site, because the field has to be harvested. In a tale that could come from the hit TV series Detectorists, Damon Pye and his wife Denise recently found 52 Roman copper and brass coins, 6 gold aurei of Augustus coins, and a gold quarter stater, which is Iceni. The gold coins date between 4 BC and 7 AD. Mr. Pye, vice chairman of the Norwich Detectors Club, said they made the finds over a month on a farm within 15 miles of Norwich. He said Roman gold coins are extremely rare and only a handful of finds have been made in East Anglia, so to get 6 of them is quite something. It was the couple's most significant find to date, and they now face an agonizing wait for the harvest before they can resume their search at the end of summer. The value of the coins is thought to be thousands of pounds.
Staff and service users at Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust are putting their best feet forward this week for Sport Relief. Sport Relief is asking the nation to take on a huge collective challenge, beating 1 billion steps a day, every day, this week. And the Trust is encouraging staff and service users to get active and take part in this national effort, ending with a Zumba session at Helston Hospital. Supported by the Trust's occupational therapists, staff and service users from a number of wards on the site will be taking extra walks and rambles to clock up their steps to contribute to the overall total. Anne Harrison, wellbeing and therapy clinical team leader, said regular exercise is important for good mental health anyway, and we always encourage both staff and service users to get active as much as possible. At the end of the week, they plan to add up the steps taken for a grand total.
It's a party staple which gets everyone on their feet, but members of a Zumba group took the conga to the next level as they shuffled and kicked for 5 kilometres around Norwich city centre. Organised by Sarah Yendel, a Zumba instructor, Sharon Grimwood, Charlie Brown and Cherie Brown, the event was held to raise money for charity Sport Relief. The conga started and ended at Chapelfield Gardens, and the members from North Walsham danced their way through Norwich in single file, dressed in colourful tutus. The route took them past the Assembly House, up St Stephen Street, past the bus station and on to John Lewis. From there they headed to the Bell Hotel, along St Stephen Street again, before passing Gerald's and making their way to the Forum. They did 2 circuits of the route and were joined by members of the public along the way.
A Riverside theatre has been crowned one of the top places to watch comedy in Britain. Norwich Playhouse on St George's Street was chosen by the public as the best comedy venue in the East and the Midlands at the 2018 Chortle Awards. Rowan Whiteside, Marketing and Communications Officer for Norwich Playhouse, said, "We really do attract a very high calibre of comedians, partly because the Norwich audience is fantastic. The venue is a nice space and there is a real interest in Norwich Playhouse and the city, which is a great place." The Chortle Awards is an annual celebration of the most popular comedy acts, venues and shows produced by Chortle, a website dedicated to all things comedy. Since 2000, the Playhouse has attracted popular television comedians to Norwich, including John Richardson, Sarah Millican, Stuart Lee, Catherine Ryan, John Bishop and Tim Minchin at the start of their careers.
City Hall in Norwich was illuminated in blue and yellow to mark World Down Syndrome Day last night. This year sees the 11th anniversary of the initiative, which aims to help raise awareness of the condition and how people with it play a vital role in our lives and communities. The theme for World Down Syndrome Day this year is My Friends, My Community, to get the world talking about the benefits for everyone of inclusive environments. Friends Zoe Lee and Emma Taylor, who each have a son with Down syndrome, were delighted that the council agreed to meet their request to have City Hall illuminated for the occasion. We are so proud of Mason and Eli and the way they are growing up into such little individual characters. They amaze us daily, said Zoe. It's important to us to raise awareness for Down syndrome and the wonderful community we've become part of in Norwich. And lighting up City Hall does just that. We want to show everyone just how awesome that extra chromosome makes them.
Now, one is a picturesque town along the River Yare, while the other hugs the coastline of eastern Canada, more than 3,000 miles away. Despite the vast distances between them, Thorpe St Andrew near Norwich and St Andrews in New Brunswick will next month become a lot closer. Councillors from both towns are exploring the possibility of twinning the two communities. While Thorpe St Andrew Town Council has already agreed to the idea, councillors in St Andrews are due to make a decision in early April. It is hoped the official twinning will then take place in the middle of the next month. Thorpe Town Mayor Ian Mackey said, "The town of St Andrews in Canada has a rich history and active community just like ourselves. We appear to have so much in common, not only in name."
That's all on this first part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from Sophie Yeomans and from me, Rupert Hipwell. But please stay tuned for more news, Information Desk, and our second feature by Derek James.